Your workout of the day is low-hanging fruit. We have a part A every 90 seconds for 9 minutes with two low-hang power cleans. And in part B, every 90 seconds for 9 minutes, one low-hang power clean.
Low-hang power cleans. What are they whenever we pick them up?
So we pick up the bar.
Yeah.
And then we normally lower it to a hang, which is the bar stops somewhere above the knee.
Uh-huh.
So we're going just below the knee.
Oh.
So an inch or two.
An inch or two.
Yeah.
And why are we doing that? What's the difference between this and the hang, and why not just go from the floor?
Two reasons. So one of the big purposes today is to build just out and out power. We know one rep max snatch is one of the big things this quarter. We approach that in many ways, as we talked about on our chat about this. Yeah. One of the ways to do it is to get better at the skills of snatching. Another way is to build some of the capacities that improve that. So speed, power, strength, all those things. Mm-hmm. So this is our power day. And when we go from low hang, we tend to wind up the tissues that we're trying to strengthen into a tighter, more loaded position because we go through a greater range. It's kind of like where the hamstrings and glutes are at their like full tension. And once we do that, there's more potential to produce more power. So it's a harder lift to execute because of that, but we get to develop more power and hopefully lift some heavier weight. The second reason then is the technical reason. One of the more difficult pieces of a snatch or a clean is to go from first pull to second pull, that transition from below the knee to above. Navigating the knee is tricky, technically, and it's where a lot of faults happen. So we get to just start below the knee just so we can navigate that slowly at the start and then accelerate into our second pull. So we get kind of a double purpose out of it.
Whenever I was getting into CrossFit, I started working with a weightlifting coach, and this variation of low hang was the thing he had me do for everything all the time. I did low hang, power cleans, power snatches, squat cleans, squat snatches. I did it into jerks. I did it into overhead squats. And it was always that reinforcement of that position. And I have videos somewhere, but it was the initial block he put me on was 12 weeks. And the difference in week one and week 12 in my technique is phenomenal. It is so, like, and that was me doing it three times a week, obviously. But this type of movement can really help people understand where that leg drive comes from, rather than just a hip drive or just a yank the bar off the floor feeling. It's a really good way to feel the legs load and then explode them from there.
It is, and we did some work on this on Monday as well in our snatch grip deadlift. We got to just focus on that first pull and the second pull transition. So it's early in the quarter. We're trying to deal with some of these fundamental skills while also building that base of power that's going to really help us as we start getting more specific with snatch later in the quarter.
How do we get the most out of this session then? Because it doesn't say heavy. It doesn't say one rep max. Is it a technique day? You mentioned it's a power day, but how powerful, how heavy do we need to go? What's the best way to work this today?
So the weight is simple. It's as heavy as you can every set.
Nice.
So we want to start the first two as heavy as we can.
Oh.
So the most weight we can shift over the session, accumulate as much weight as possible. All right, so that's the weight side of it. The other side then is to make sure that technically we're not missing it. So as I think how we lower the bar into the low hang position is something to pay a lot of attention to, because you don't have to do that very quickly.
Yeah.
And the quicker you do it, the more chance you are of being inaccurate. So let's do that piece very carefully with a lot of care and make sure that we're hitting all the points that coach points out. One of the ways that people miss it is that as they lower the bar through the hip flexion, so the hips are bending to lower the bar, what we don't want is to also have our spine flex or our shoulder drop forward as we lower it. Yeah. So sometimes we can get those two things happen at once. And we really want to keep the upper back really strong as we do that. That's going to help us wind up the posterior chain and really get the most out of the power side of it. So lowering into that position with accuracy, I would say, is the most important thing, while also adding as much weight as possible.
So once we find those positions, like my torso set, I've lowered it down really well. We can get sucked into doing that bit really well. How do I maximize the actual power output of the day? Like, how do I get stronger? How do I get more powerful throughout this session?
Yeah, that's a great question, because you'd almost assume that the heavy weight would do that for us, yeah. Right? And to a large extent, that's like working against that resistance is going to do it. But it's how we work against resistance really matters. So once you do navigate the knee, is you've just passed the knee, now you've got a free run of movement all the way from bar to just above the knee to your contact point to the tallest position of the lift. That upward drive should be smooth, and it should be as fast as you can get it without losing position. If we had too much speed, sometimes we lose technique. We don't want that, obviously. If we keep our positions good, then we should be thinking, I want to move this weight, not only get it to my shoulder, but I want to move with as much speed and power as I can, as smoothly as I can. And that's how we build power.